Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
By Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
What is the winter edit that you're planning?
The winter edit, we have the rooftop on the hotel, as I know you know, you've been there many times, but we have a glass box up on the rooftop, which is indoors, and it sits about 20 to 30 people, around 25. So I wanted to come up with something that we could keep the rooftop open. So we have a concept called the winter edit, open Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays in the evening time. And I'm doing, it's kind of like a cheese and wine pairing menu. So I've 8 dishes, all based on Irish cheese. And you can either have it with a cocktail or a spirit or a wine.
Yeah. But it's not raw cheese. It's
no, they're dishes. So I've got a croquette up there with cross and a tear, and that's done with braised beef. And I have a duck dish up there that has a cheese foam. And then I've got a beautiful piece of organic cashel bleu that we're serving with a fig bread and a chutney. So if you're into cheese, you can book through the hotel website. There's a 7 rooms is our booking engine. I mean, I think it's going to be popular.
You'll be warm and dry.
Warm and dry and full to the brim, I would say.
Now, this is Halloween, and you've got something that if you're into putting that scary pumpkin on your doorstep, you might have some pumpkin meat left over.
Exactly. So I use in my culinary world pumpkins all the time, whether the orange ones that are around at the moment or King Charles or butternut squash. They're really delicious, versatile vegetable, and probably the easiest thing to do with them is a pumpkin soup. So I'm giving you a recipe for a pumpkin soup with parmesan and garlic croutons. So what you're going to need is a medium pumpkin that I want you to peel and de-seed. So treat it like a turnip or a celeriac, and then you just cut around the outside, take the heavy tough skin off, and then scrape out the seeds, chop it up, couple of medium potatoes peeled and diced, a clove of garlic, couple of onions, some sage leaves, a little bit of olive oil, some chicken stock, cream and butter. And then to finish the soup, some grated parmesan. The croutons, I've done this recipe loads of times, but 100 grams of stale bread. Chop them up, drizzle them with a little bit of olive oil, clove of garlic onto the tray, and just cook them in the oven, 150 degrees, until they go nice and hard. And then to make the soup, melt the butter in a pot, add in the onions, sauté them off until they're soft, then in with the sage and the garlic, sauté for a little bit more, and then in with the pumpkin and potatoes, cook them, season them well with salt and pepper, then in with the chicken stock, pop a lid on your pot, cook it for 20 minutes till nice and tender, and then into a blender, puree it till it's really smooth, finish it with a little bit of cream, lots of parmesan cheese, and another couple of little knobs of butter, whisk them in, and you're left with this velvety, we would call it a pumpkin velouté if you were in a fancy restaurant, but really, really delicious. If you want it even smoother, push it through a sieve. That's what we do, but you don't have to do it at home. But really delicious way to eat pumpkins.
Very versatile thing, the pumpkin, because Keane Burns, our researcher, cooked us a pumpkin pie for the day.
Absolutely amazing. And also brilliant in a dal or a curry or any of those type of things. Really delicious. But a pumpkin soup is a real easy one.
Now, I don't think this is particularly Halloweenish. The other recipe, pork chop, Culcannon mash, roasted apple and mustard sauce.
Yeah, and the reason why I chose this is my mother always cooked us a pork chop on Halloween. And the reason being, she wanted to do curly kale mash, which is Culcannon. Yeah. And she used to put money into a piece of tinfoil and hide it in the mash. And I don't know whether that's a Dublin tradition or is that a...
I never came across that. The Barn Brack, obviously.
And I was talking to another fella at work. He's from Kerry, and his parents used to do something similar. So what you want to do is a pork chop that you need to marinate in a little bit of olive oil, some garlic and some rosemary, crack a pepper, overnight if you can, or if you're doing it today, just even for a couple of hours. The Culcannon mash is mashed potatoes, so a kilo of potatoes, 50 grams of butter, 150 mils of cream, and then a bunch of curly kale. Make your mashed potato, saute off your curly kale and a little bit of butter, and then fold that through your mash. Absolutely brilliant vegetable kale. The mustard sauce, 250 mils of cream, a good tablespoon of Dijon mustard and whole grain mustard and chopped chives if you have them. Boil the cream up with the Dijon mustard and the whole grain. Season it well with salt and pepper and finish it with a few chopped herbs. The roasted apples, super simple. 3 apples, peel them, core them. A knob of butter into a pan with a little bit of sugar into the oven until they roast up. And when they come out then, a little splash of vinegar. If you had sherry vinegar or balsamic, okay. And absolutely brilliant. Then they cook the pork chops, smoke in hot pan, give them a good sear on either side and stick them into the oven. And maybe you can take the tradition that my mother had and put a bit of money in and hide it in the mashed potatoes for the kids.
Yeah, but you see, they don't use coins. The kids don't coins anymore. They want the paper stuff.
Exactly.
Which goes on fire.
Yeah, or maybe put in a code for Revolut or something. That's probably what you'd have to do in this day and age.
But. All right, so cooking the chop. I mean, some people, is it possible to overcook a chop? Because
it is really, and I think like pork chops can be eaten medium to well. Like, you know, you just need to get them up past 75 degrees. And if you overcook pork, it goes dry. And then if that's the way you like them, I would tell you to braise them, like put in a little bit of liquor in. But when you're cooking a pork chop, a really hot pan, and use your tongs and try and start them on the fat side.
Yeah.
So stand them up in the pan, try and render that fat a little, because I think that's what people don't like about if they're eating pork chop or pork belly. The idea is really go after the fat first and try and get it going nice and crispy. Then sear them off really well, 3 or 4 minutes, pop them into a preheated oven. 8 to 10 minutes would be loads of time. And then serve them with the mash, the sauce, the apples.
Yum.
Yeah, really, really delicious type of food. And I think it's Halloween-y, but there you go.
All right. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.